Well, this concept's very similar to speed dating, which many of us have probably maybe read about or seen on TV, maybe lucky enough to experience. But basically, you're bringing in long-time, experienced federal employees. You're bringing them together with new or younger federal employees to set up mentoring relationships. The people meet for a short amount of time. Bell rings. They move on to the next table. Catherine Medina is the executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. She says the idea developed from something that the Office of Personnel Management did internally.
The topic of it was being a strategic HR partner, and all of the mentors were talking basically to that topic. So the mentees knew sort of what area they were going to get as far as information. When I got the feedback from that session, it was very specific. I got one email, was like two paragraphs long, talking about, I made a contact, I have a mentor who's willing to talk to me ongoing, I made some good peer contacts, some colleagues that I can talk to about problems across agencies, I have a better sense from a leadership perspective of where I need to go with my career, and just some very simple common sense kind of anecdotal feedback from leaders, which is, you know, you don't always get the opportunity to get.
Now, Medina says that there was one mentor per table, about 8 to 10 people, proteges per table, and mentors included many of the Chicos, including OPM director John Barry. She says the turnout was great. The event sold out and had a waiting list within 48 hours of opening up registration on the new HR University website, which she says there's a lot of need for this type of mentoring, this type of relationship. The Chico Council plans to continue to offer this speed mentoring event quarterly in the Washington metropolitan area. Medina says these events will work well because basically they cost nothing, but the people's time and the benefits actually do go both ways.
So why is mentoring getting more attention now, Jason?
I think that's a great question, and it's, in fact, I asked Catherine Medina the same thing, and there seems to be a lot more attention focused on this idea of mentoring and setting up these relationships, and I think there's a couple of reasons. Let me start over at the Commerce Department. Fred Lang is the Chief Learning Officer. He says if you don't mentor, if you don't have a mentor, you can't progress in your career. And consider that the impending, what we've been talking about now for the impending tsunami of retirements that are coming. So it's been, I guess, 12, 15 years, probably longer, that we've been saying the baby boomers are going to leave, they're going to leave. But the fact is that with early outs and buyouts, a lot of longtime feds are starting to head out the door. And I think there's a need for a specific type of knowledge transfer. And especially when you have new hires coming in or people who are being put in new positions because you can't hire new people, that type of relationship is very important. The second reason I think that, you know, this one comes from Catherine Medina is changing the environment that federal workers are actually working under now.
Years ago, the mentoring was done, but it was done informally and it was done on the job. I've heard a lot of Chicos say that is how you grow HR leaders, sort of on the job training. I think that when they scale back on HR staff and everybody sort of had to take on collateral duty, that time that you have to informally mentor on the job diminishes. And so we're really trying to recreate that scenario and that opportunity.
Now, I think the second one deals with what we've been seeing over the last year, impending budget cuts, buyouts, hiring freeze many agencies are facing.
Given the fiscal situation we're facing and the real possibilities ahead, we've all really come to the realization that there isn't a single position to lose. So on performance management, you have to be on top of that. You have to be doing it the right way, and you have to be engaging. On training and development, particularly for leaders, but really at all levels, you have to be engaged, you have to be developing, you have to be investing. And that's the way you're going to get the work and the product and the results out of the workforce that you have.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, how do other agencies address this need for mentors?
I think there's a variety of ways. And many agencies, as you heard from Catherine Medina, just leave it to the employees to take out. You got to, you know, reach out on your own. But Fred Lang at the Commerce Department, again, the Chief Learning Officer, says his agency has been out in front in this area. He says that Commerce created a leadership program for all grades of employees from, you know, grade 2 to the SES. And he basically says, listen, to take part in this leadership program, you should have a mentor. That's one of the things that should be a requirement. And he says, you know, find your mentor that's someone that you like to spend time with, someone you trust, someone that's not in your chain of command, and work with them and ask them questions that you wouldn't ask anyone else. And that's Fred Lang's advice. Lang also says his agency uses an electronic mentoring program to bring mentors and mentees together.
Each person, the mentor, who has a number of skills, puts his name in there. The mentee put their name in there, and they're given two or three matches. They're not told this is your match. They both look at the matches and decide, do I want to have a handshake with this person or not? And so that's the way they do it. So it's electronically matched, and it's managed by a member of my staff. It's a great program, and we've had almost 1,000 matches last year.
Now, if you don't have a program like that in your own office or in your own agency, Lang says, listen, when he came to the Commerce Department, he didn't have a mentoring network of his own from a chief learning officer's perspective, so he created or he helped form an interagency chief learning officer's council. This created a peer mentoring network for himself. He also promotes the idea of creating a community of practice that brings together people, and then you create your own network who have the same interests, same ideas, and again, neither of these have any cost but your own time. But he says, listen, no matter what you do, no matter how you develop that mentoring relationship, it's critical to advancing your career.
Well, meanwhile, now that we've talked about speed mentoring, let's look ahead to what other things that federal HR managers are going to be looking from the Chico Council in the coming months.
There are several initiatives that the Chicos are working on, and it's no surprise, it's a very busy time. Medina says one initiative that actually just got off the ground recently is aimed at solving a long-standing HR problem across government.
We also started a new working group called Skill Gaps Assessment, where we are working to achieve getting human capital off of the GAO high-risk list, and Pat Chamberino, the DOD Chico, is leading that group. I expect, and you know, we'll wait and see what the group comes up with, but as far as human capital being a critical occupation, we intend to use HR University to make sure we're supporting that area of skill gap assessment from our working group.
Now, the Chico Council also continues to build out HR University, which is that portal that they really launched, well, I guess, earlier this year in January. Now, the idea is to bring on more courses, both from government agencies and from the private sector. OPM went out with a request for information earlier this summer, asking for vendors to submit courses for OPM to approve to be offered on the site. This was not a contract, but just a, hey, you tell us what you have to offer. We will approve it, make sure it meets our needs, and then you can offer it through HR University to other agencies, of course, at a cost. Now, Medina says OPM just approved 4 courses for college credit on HR management from the Catholic University here in Washington. This just happened actually just earlier this week. This is in addition to the Masters of HR that Catholic already offers through the HR University. A couple other things that real quick that they're working on. The council will reinvigorate the Hiring Reform Working Group. They're actually going to change its name and call it the Hiring Excellence Working Group. This is where agencies are going to move from reforming the hiring process to what's considered, you know, continuous improvement. What have we done? How can we continue to make it better? Medina also says the hiring of veterans and disabled persons, also important initiatives for the Chicos in the coming months. And, of course, there'll be lots of information about buyouts, early outs, dealing with budget cuts. So there's a whole list of things that the Chico Council is going to be working on.